Good morning. You're listening to FloridaDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. I'm at Surfaces in Las Vegas, second day of the show. I'm in the Armstrong space, and I'm with Don Meyer, the CEO. Don, how you doing?
Oh, great, Kemp. Good to see you again. Happy New Year to you.
Thank you. Happy New Year to you. So you've changed your configuration of your booth here. It was multi-story last time. You're down on one level, but it looks like it's a little bigger and it's very busy. Let's talk about the show in just a minute. Before we get to that, let's first talk about how business was, how you're doing against your plan. Tell us what you can tell us since you're publicly traded.
Yeah, so, as we released in our third quarter earnings call, we're making significant progress in all of our strategic initiatives. You know, we feel good about the progress we're making against those, and we continue to focus on driving further execution of those growth strategies.
And you've been working hard to align your production capabilities with what the consumer's been looking for from a demand standpoint, right?
Oh, yeah. It was a pretty significant announcement that we made about the repurposing of our Stillwater, Oklahoma vinyl sheet plant. And with some pretty significant technological breakthroughs by our scientists, well, we've been able to convert that line over to be able to actually produce LVT. This product, not only being a domestic product, which is very important for an awful lot of our customers, also provides a lot of benefits that don't exist in the imported products. It does have a fiberglass scrim in it, which provides great dimensional stability. The repeat pattern on this is almost infinite, so that's one of the best parts of getting a nice visual on your floor, is having almost an infinite number of repeats. And in fact, what we've heard from our installers is it installs very easily. So again, that's very important, especially as we're having a real struggle to find installers out there to make their installation process go easier and smoother. And that makes for a happy customer. The other piece, Kemp, I'd like to say on that is it further then leverages our position in residential sheet, because that is adding loadings to that plant, which allow us to be more competitive with our costs and pricing then consequently on our residential sheet products in the market.
Okay, you know, let me ask you a question about that, because I've toured your Lancaster facility that you actually named after your founder, and that's an LVT plant. So it's basically two different types of LVT that you're going to be able to make?
Yeah, the product coming out of Stillwater is really the entry price point glue down products, mm-hmm. where we have the full line capabilities in Lancaster. In fact, you know, one of the products that we're debuting here is our alternate planks, and that is being run through our Lancaster LVT line as well. Mm-hmm. And, of course, that includes our Diamond 10 coating,
right,
just as you're seeing on a lot of our other products.
Mm-hmm. Okay, and that's a theme I think you have at the show, because you're offering a lot of products. Last year, a big conversation was around Prism. Real quickly, to review my listeners, that's a product. It's a multi-layered floor product, and it actually has that melamine high-pressure laminate on the top, which most people know is indention, you know, almost indestructible from a wear standpoint, right?
Yeah, we're really excited about that product as an extension of our LVT line. The solid polymer core, which is waterproof, also gives us the indent characteristics that, frankly, are second to none out there. As you mentioned, the melamine gives you a much deeper visual than printed film, and the performance wear layer that we have on that is a commercial-grade wear layer. So it's a phenomenal product and really complements our entire offering of rigid core products to complement our LVT portfolio.
Okay. Another thing I'm hearing that's very interesting, and I'm glad to hear it, is that you're adding some new solid hardwood, you know, a novel thing nowadays, isn't it? But you're adding some new styles there. I guess you're calling the Appalachian Ridge, is that right?
That's correct. In our Paragon collection as well, both of which have our Diamond 10 coating on it as well. So now our solid wood line is available with the Diamond 10 scratch resistant and stain resistance capabilities in a format that's absolutely gorgeous. As you look around the show, everything looks like wood. And I like to say nothing looks better than wood than wood. So we continue to invest heavily into this, in particular our solid business, because we really see the drive and the demand for that in our markets.
So let's talk about the show real quick. Most people we're talking to are saying they're thrilled with how the first day of the show compared to last year. So it's probably a couple things. One of them is people are just feeling good about business conditions this year, aren't they?
Yeah, I feel that there's a lot of optimism. And, of course, any of the kind of leading indicators that we think drives our business, those give you a reason for encouragement, whether it's disposable income or the equity value in homes, consumer confidence, seeing the new housing markets, you know, estimating that they're going to see another uptick, really gives us confidence that 2018 has a lot more going for it than against it, I guess I would say.
All right, one last thing, I can't not talk about this. You guys did something last year. You've been known for a long time. I mean, Armstrong, probably one of the best unaided brands in the business. And you spent some money last year talking to the consumer. So how'd that go?
Very excited about it. And in particular, I've gotten a lot of feedback, positive feedback, from our retailers around the Floor is Yours program. We actually used three vignettes to go out and really speak to the consumer about the attributes of our various product lines, starting with wood, actually, where we hired a lumberjill.
Oh, I know.
And I didn't even know what a lumberjill was until then. You have to meet her. She is phenomenal in many ways, but really showing the durability of our products and tying to the Diamond 10 story that we just talked about there as well. And we had then two other follow-up portions on that with a rhythmic gymnast. That's easy for me to say, a rhythmic gymnast.
Yeah.
And that was really highlighting our Alterna product lines. And then with a world-renowned disc jockey spinning vinyl to talk about our vinyl sheet products.
And, you know, this is on cable television and in print and to the consumer, and that's refreshing because there's not too many people doing that nowadays.
Yeah, no, and we do intend to continue to invest in the brand, but we're doing it in a differentiated way, really using a digital approach out there rather than maybe some of the former techniques around television and newspaper or a magazine advertising.
All right, one last other news item. You've added a new CFO, right?
Yeah, really excited to have Ron Ford join us late summer last year. He has really jumped in. It's been a great experience for him to be at the show. Because if you want to understand our business, Surfaces is the best place. You can see everybody and everything in one place. So it's really great to have him on board. He's already driving a lot of improvements for us.
All right, great, Don. It's good to catch up with you. Again, been talking to Don Meyer, the CEO of Armstrong, and you've been listening to Kemphar at FloorDaily.net.